Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome everyone to the Sloppy Joes podcast! Yay! My name is Joe, over there is Joe! Hey, it's summer. What are you, actually? What the fuck are you wearing?
What do you mean, what the fuck am I wearing?
Why have you got a jacket on? You don't see the temperature outside.
Well, you've got a long sleeve shirt.
I made a mistake.
You've got walking boots on.
I got ready at 6 a.m.
Who are you?
My A boots, as you
Renault
call it.
Renault Fines.
I got ready at 6 a.m. I was exploring the streets of Stockport for BBC today. Stockport has been named the Cultural Town of the Year 2023.
What exactly does that mean?
I don't know, but they announced it in the Hat Museum with the band The Blossoms there. So it was no surprise who got it. It was like an award ceremony.
Has the Hat Museum reopened then?
No, I just think they're opening the start of it. Also, 2023, we're pretty much halfway through it. Why didn't you award it in January?
But how can you award it for a year that hasn't happened yet? What if the culture goes like that? Do you know what I mean? What if they announce on like the 1st of September,
yeah, true,
whites only? Do you know what I mean? Then you go, should never have given that. Oh, give no. it in for 2022, sure, but 23's been a
who
disaster culture-wise.
Local MP?
What? Burnham.
Local MP? No.
No, Burnham's...
Burnham's in charge. Burnham's the mayor.
Yeah, you can
not
do it.
Not Burnham. What do you mean by...
No, Andy Burnham.
Oh, fucking hell.
Christ. Right, Ethan James, ladies and gentlemen, how you
Jesus
doing, mate?
Christ!
How are you, Ethan?
Hello. Yeah, nice to be here once again.
Listen,
nice
do us a favour. Ethan's got a really important message for you.
I don't know what this message is.
He wants okay. it to be at the start of every podcast.
Oh, yes.
Very keen as the fucking producer hell. To make sure we remembered it. So here's that message he wants us to remember that he forgot.
Well, thank you for joining in to watch the Sloppy Drews podcast. If you do enjoy watching the Sloppy Drews podcast or listening, it really helps us if you like and subscribe. So before you continue watching, go on, hit that like button and that subscribe button. It keeps us going. Thank you very much.
That was lovely.
Just keep us going.
How are you, Joe?
Do you know what?
I feel like I've not seen you in ages.
We recorded quite a bit last week, and then there was a space between. Like, I went to DJ the Fast and Furious event. Shambles.
Was it? Can we talk about that? Because the last time we did a podcast, we had two guests, which was great.
Yeah.
But it means that we don't have that same eye to eye that we often
Here's
do.
Here's the thing. I don't, this probably won't get back to them. I can't be bothered. There was a woman there who was working for. Right. So essentially, I had DJ music that obviously. Like, you know, I got the playlist together. I did really well. I actually had to tune this
really
time.
Well.
I wasn't doing it on Spotify because I didn't have a laptop. You have a USB into your CDJs and then you're away.
Wow.
Right. The woman, so there's the main team and they're brilliant. Like, I can't speak highly enough of the main team. Mm. But they're always working the main team for someone else.
Oh.
And it happens to be this someone else is a dickhead.
Oh.
Right? She comes up
He's
to
me. He's biting the hand that feeds me.
No, no, no.
What
the hand
this?
That feeds me is over here because they actually said, we'll never work with her again. Dickhead. She came up to me halfway through. She went, is there any chance you can DJ like without standing at the DJ booths? Because you don't really fit the music.
You're joking.
Did I just get racially stereotyped?
Too white.
Too white. And I get where she was coming from.
Yeah.
But don't fucking eye me then.
Yeah. Dead.
So like I had to stand
although
all the,
to be fair
I had to stand all the way back and yeah. try and keep an eye on the tune. 30 seconds left.
Is this
run
real?
Run back a bit, yeah. What a fucking morning in Birmingham that was.
That's shit that.
That
is
shit.
Genuinely just bad, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, bad.
Like
bad,
if
bad.
If she was that bothered, why didn't they just say
yeah. Anyway, so that went through you know, but the Fast and Furious
hire
car.
Someone that looks the way you want them to look.
Yeah. Fast and Furious cars are great.
Were they? Chatty. Yeah.
Bugatti?
No, within nice and chatty. How was a car great?
No, it was a Lamborghini.
Right.
And it was a motorbike from the actual film.
Oof.
And we could put a video in now, and it was a green one from the actual film.
Not a green one as well.
A great green one.
Whoa.
And it was one of the big ones that Dominic Toretto rides.
I don't know who that is.
He's key. He's key to the...
How can I describe this? Key.
He's key.
He's actually pretty key to the whole thing.
You should have seen the amount of people who just love getting in the car, taking photos with it. It really worked.
Yeah.
But if you stand still long enough in a shopping centre...
Oh, yeah.
The nutters that make their way to you is unbelievable.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, and if we're brutally honest, you've had... you've had nothing but bad words to say about Birmingham since we started this podcast. So of all the places to be, as far as you're concerned, that's probably, you know, the worst.
Luckily, no one... I've got something on my finger, and I accidentally touched my eye. And I'm in the worst pain I've been in for a long time at the minute. Is it... God, what's going to happen now? I'm just going to close my eyes for a little bit.
God, what's going to happen now?
Fuck me, what's on the end of that? Right, I'm going to have to close my eyes for a bit. Fucking hell.
How did you get here today? Train?
What?
Did you just get the train in?
No, I'm not getting the train back. I drove.
So it's something in your car.
Anyway.
Oh, just lick it. Poisonous.
Tastes like Nando's. Right, so what else happened? I then drove to...
Well, tell me about these nutters then.
They're just like, trying to really ask if they could just go for a spin in one of the cars.
What, just drive around the shopping centre?
Go on, mate. What the fuck do you mean? Go on, mate. I'm there DJing from 2 yards back and getting fucking my head pecked. Go on, give me the fucking key.
DJing from 2 yards back.
What, it'll be 5 minutes. I don't care how long you be. You can't have
the keys. It'll be 5 minutes. Honestly, I swear to God, I'll bring it back. Did you even have the keys?
No, of course I didn't have the keys. There's these big, big men who had the keys.
Yeah.
Big, burly men. Oof. Which kind of is ruined when one of them had a Welsh accent. And I don't associate burly men with... Welsh accents to you.
Well, unless they're like in a rugby kit.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. So that was wonderful.
So how was it? You say wonderful. Everything you said about it sounds absolutely shocking.
It was all right. There was this big curtain drop at 5 p.m. Mm. So they had two extra cars that no one could see.
Oh, my God. Hidden. Not more cars.
Hidden. More cars.
Hidden.
So security were on high alert. Oh, this is funny. He was one of the scariest looking guys I've ever met on security, right? He did a little staff meeting beforehand and he went, listen guys, and I don't know if he was taking the piss, like this was a bit of fun for him. He went, police have, lastly by the way, police have warned us that we may be a victim of a flash mobbing today. Right? And he's deadly serious, man. These youngsters, they sometimes pick on people like us and start dancing. And he was deadly serious. I mean, I'll keep my eye out for him, so we'll mow. Big DT will look after you as well. If anything happens, we'll make sure
you... Big DT, what, from Master Fan TV?
No, he can't. He said, it's been some episode this so far, isn't it? He said, our main priority if a flash mob does happen is your safety. This is all serious, and I thought, very 2012 a flash mob, isn't it?
I forgot flash mobs even existed. I thought he meant like a flash mob. Where, no, it's not a flash mob, but like where's like Just Stop Oil or something.
No.
Someone's going to pour blood on the car.
No, you meant like people like Dance to the Weekend for TikTok.
But no one does that, do they?
No. So that was good.
Did any of that happen then? No.
Nothing. I got off at 12. The best thing that happened to me this weekend.
Yeah, I'm going to step back from the decks. I'm going to step so far back, get in my car, drive the fuck home, and I'll DJ from there, shall I?
That's what you should have done
via Wi-Fi.
Best thing that happened to me this weekend was the first of our wonderful festivals that were sponsored by Wingfest 2023.
And we're not talking about it because we're sponsored by them. We're talking about it because it's a great bloody festival.
In Derby. Get your tickets. The link is in the description. It was beautiful.
Was it?
Like, the Siddiquis were there from Gogglebox. The Wings were on point. I absolutely had a fantastic time. Make sure... What do you mean?
Joe, you're fucking...
Make sure you get to Wingfest because there's London left. That's pretty much sold out. Manchester 12th to the 13th. Birmingham at the end of August. September for Bristol.
Your brain is so mental. The fact that the first thing you say is not the quality of the wings, not the weather, not how nice the day was. The Siddiquis were there from Gogglebox. Wings were nice. What more could you want? When you go to Wingfest, what I want is, I mean, sure, A+ would be Moffat.
Yeah.
But we're not getting her. So I'll take the Siddiquis.
Who's
at that
Moffat?
Point. Let's call her Moffat.
Oh.
Breakaway star from Gogglebox. What?
You don't want Moffat.
I do. But in lieu of Moffat, we'll take the Siddiquis. Like, that's going to draw everyone in. They're not going to be at everyone.
The Siddiquis are brilliant.
No, I like them, but then you can't say they were there, come next time.
I was thinking, like, do you watch Gogglebox on the
telly? I've seen it.
Do you not watch it every week?
No, of course not.
That's the only thing I watch every week.
Because I'm not everyone's mum.
Sure.
You watch Gogglebox every week?
Religiously.
What religion?
Yeah. So I was watching. So the Stikies were there.
Trying to think what to say to not hurt anyone's feelings.
And it was brilliant. But a couple of things.
Were they nice?
Yeah.
Is the Stikies? Is that the dad and the two brothers?
Yes.
I really like them. They're really funny. How old are they? I cannot work out whether those the brothers are like 29 or 49.
The dad's a bit of a stud. I think they are late 30s and the dad's maybe early 60s. I had him around when he was around 20-ish.
Yeah.
Young. They were there for...
Did you fall under his physical spell?
I swank him off.
Would you?
No, I wouldn't. But he smelled nice. Did he? The Siddiquis were there.
After he blinked him off?
I was no. I'm so confused by this episode. Have I mentioned the Siddiquis?
You mentioned him. What do you mean if you mentioned
him?
I'm joking.
What
we've talked about.
Because I was thinking, if I watch them religiously. What,
which religion again, sorry?
Which religiously. I was thinking, they're my Dad. Aunt and Dec. Like, I was starstruck. I watched them more on the telly than anyone else. Mm. More than, like, you know. Well, I used to watch Dale Winton a lot. I watched the Deakies more than Dale Winton. And more than, you know, Dermot O'Leary. Remember we talked about Dermot O'Leary a couple of weeks back?
Dermot.
Yeah, brilliant. Mm-hmm. Yeah. A couple of things to bring up at Wingfest.
So did you speak to him then?
Yeah, I loved it.
Was it nice?
I didn't got too nervous.
You didn't speak to him?
No, I just took a video from afar.
So when you said, yeah, I loved it, that was a lie?
No, it got reported back that they loved it. Do you know because they sat why they were there? Because they sat on Gogglebox, right?
Yeah.
Prime time.
Oh yeah.
9 p.m. on a Friday, mm-hmm. and went, Dad, this is on the show. Dad, do you want to come to this Wingfest with me?
Really?
They basically did like an advert for Wingfest, which was not off the cuff. It was just generally like a funny thing. And then obviously they seen it, went right. We've got
where do they live then?
Derby.
Oh, do they live in Derby?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Two things to talk about. The Lava Wing Challenge, which is the hottest wings on the planet, right? It's too much. But it's funny.
Did you do it?
No, I didn't do it. It's funny, but it's too much.
Yeah.
Like, I got a little bit on my top because I helped hand them out.
Yeah.
Because you get 12 people up on stage. But this guy from Bristol does it.
Is it one wing each?
Oh.
No.
Yeah. Oh. Jay is a lovely lad. He owns Clifton Spice Club. They don't.
Clifton Suspension
Bridge. They don't sponsor us, but he's on Netflix. He's got a Netflix show.
Has he?
About eating spicy stuff. So yeah. He's brilliant, but he basically makes it his mission to... It's not hot food, Joe. It's poison.
Yeah.
Like, it goes past the...
Yeah. It's not... It's something from a laboratory. It's like saying, oh, do you like hot food? Drink this acid.
Yeah.
Drink this...
Oh, you can't handle sulfur. Heat, can you?
Yeah. Like, oh, you can't handle it? Well, of course you can't, because your fucking jaw's melted off. Like, there's got to be a point when it literally becomes weaponry rather than food.
Yeah.
Like, oh, look at this. You can't even handle it. What's he eating? A bullet
fired
out of a gun through the heart of a chicken wing. Like, it gets too much at some point.
But it's brilliant.
It?
I don't want to put anyone off.
Oh, well, it's a challenge for a reason. It's a challenge. It's not your daily ride at that.
It is funny. What's funny as well is Jay often has a couple of drinks later on in the night after the chicken wing challenge is done.
Is he drinking just a pint of hot sauce?
And he just goes around ruining people's night. Do you want a bit of this? And he just lets people just have a little dabble. And that's all it needs to fuck you.
Could
up.
You deal with that, Ethan?
I've tried the
Say anything, Ethan, because they watch this, and when you come to the Manchester one,
yeah,
it won't be pleasant.
Do you know Bunny Jackson's?
Yeah,
I've tried that wing there, and that was quite difficult. But I did manage to stomach a wing.
What was it? A hot one.
Oh, it's what's it called? Hotter than the sun.
Oh, it's God, yeah. That was lethal as well.
Yeah.
But there was a rugby player. This wasn't this weekend, but it reminded me of a story to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
He was working for one of the stalls that was selling like churros.
Oh yeah.
At Wingfest. Yeah. But for dessert, you need something sweet, don't you? Mm-hmm. And he kept saying to me,
"You can't have a wing dipped in like powdered sugar, can you?"
No. He kept.
Might be nice that.
Might be nice. He kept saying to me, "Joke, can I have a go at the Lava Wing Challenge?" I said, yeah, maybe save it to Sunday because it might ruin the rest of your day. Anyway, he's a big, like, bit wild, a bit chaotic. Like,
yeah.
But a rugby player that's quite like wiry, not like a big lad, like a wiry lad.
Yeah.
He gets on stage and he does it.
A sort of Harry Maguire type build.
Yeah.
Like big, but not like chubby.
Yeah.
Okay.
100%. Yeah. So he gets on stage and he does it. And you've got to give credit to the lad. He does really well. He's eating all these wings and he's 7 or 8 in. And then there's like a little bit at the end where they can't really separate who's won between him and this girl.
Eat another win.
So they make him like kind of outdo each other. So like she grabs a wing from the pot and smashes it. He grabs a chili from the pot. And there's one moment, if I can find it in my videos, where something just switched.
Oh, I hate this.
And his world came crashing down on him. Right? He switched. He's gone.
At this point, he's gone.
So what happens now is 10 minutes of chaos. And no one can really describe it as well as that. I'm going to try my best.
Yeah.
Well, the St. John's ambulance man gets it first.
What do you mean gets it?
Fucking move, give me the milk. He's robbing his milk. He's like
sucking people off.
No. He's going through with jugs of milk like that in the background. Not working, nothing fucking working. He's running through the festival. We've got to keep an eye on him because he's dangerous. Running through the festival, get this. He runs to the ice cream man. That's going to help, isn't it? This poor kid just got a 99, robs the kid's 99. Give me that. By the ice cream van.
He's just like broken free of his shackles. He's just loose, roaming the festival.
His mind's gone.
Stealing any sort of dairy he can.
And now the Wingfest security are after him because they know something's wrong.
But he's a big boy.
So what he does with the ice cream, it doesn't work. And he throws it back in the ice cream van.
What?
Twats the ice cream
Throws an ice cream.
It's not fucking working. Fuck off. That loves the ice cream. Running around. Jumps over the bar. Puts his head in the bucket of ice. Like that. And that's when the security can tackle him. But he's got a conundrum now because he's getting tackled by four lads. But the burn.
The burn is real.
The burn. He's like, I'm going to pass out. And he got dragged away. We've never seen him again.
Surely he's been banned from the festival for life.
Yeah. Well, we've never seen him again. We've never seen that Choros company either again.
What did he happen?
He would have been really sore the next day.
Yeah.
Really sore.
Did she win that?
Yeah, she won.
Oh, good. She deserves it.
Us as well. Just to find a quick one. Sat on a big long stool like this.
Mm-hmm.
Tom's at the other end. I'm here.
Who's
Mind
Tom?
My own business. Just he's the wedding singer. Do you know, he's good at karaoke.
Mm-hmm.
Sat on the other end like this, drinking a pint like that. I'm a bit merry at this point. Oh, Tom gets up to buy another beer and I fall into a bin. Because there's a bin behind me.
Mentally or
physically?
There's a bin
behind me. This was awful. Actually, one thing about it, I might be sick.
Of all the bins as odd to fall into.
It's a bin full of wings.
A chicken festival with so much hot sauce and like fat and grease.
And I just slowly, as you can imagine being on one of those benches, yeah, he stands up and my weight's just tipping like a seesaw. I just slowly fall back up. Oh God. And my beard pours over my head. And then darkness. As he enters the bin. Into a black bin, just full of buffalo sauce. What a fucking night. I mean, that nearly ruined my night, but I just licked it off and carried on fucking it.
And then darkness. As he enters the bin realm.
And then I went around Derby. Derby
felt that darkness.
Oh, yeah. If I died like that, that'd be fine.
Yeah.
Then I went around Derby. That was good.
Was it?
Derby's all right.
You don't love places, do you?
I do. I like to find the beauty in all of them. And Derby had a really nice punk band.
Mm.
Where they did their own song and they handed out ducks to everyone, rubber ducks.
Mm-hmm.
I'll put this clip in, mark this down, Ethan. And he's like, listen out, because when I say the word duck in this song, you throw your rubber ducks at me.
At the singer?
At the singer, but he kept like teasing us by saying, fuck. And at one point, he said, duck. And honest to God, do you want to see it? Everyone just goes.
If everyone's throwing him as hard as they can, they're trying to hurt him.
It was good fun. Watch it.
That sounds really good.
What have you been up to?
Well, it was a while ago, but we haven't really spoke about it. I passed my driving theory.
Congratulations. When is the big test?
Before we get to that, and I will get to that, ooh, I want to tell you a little bit about the day. So what happened that day is I'd lost my keys.
Are you all right? Like, are you in a good place?
What are you saying?
Is everything all right?
Is everything...
All right.
All right.
Is it okay?
Is it okay?
Is it okay?
Is it okay? So, anyway, so I'd lost my keys that day.
Yeah.
And Lizzie had left the house. She was going to the doctor's or something, getting her nails done. I can't remember.
Keyless.
She went to work.
Okay.
Simple.
Convince me.
And I'm keyless. So I can't get out of the house.
That is a nightmare. I think I've been in that situation once.
And I was like, I need to leave in 5 minutes. I don't know where my keys are. I'm looking, rooting around it. I'm thinking, shit, I think they're in Lizzie's car. So then I thought, the only way I can get out, actually, the back door, it shuts on a latch, and the key for the back door is in the house.
Yeah.
So I thought, right, make sure I've got everything. Phone, laptops, so come straight to work afterwards. License, all these things, make sure I've got my test, all my stuff. So I thought, right, okay, got everything. Only one chance at this. Oh, out no. The door, shut, click,
you forgot
out.
To wear pants.
No. Just like, cock God. Out.
What not are again. We going to do?
Nope, cock was in.
Cock was in.
As I'm walking out, I noticed the back kitchen window is open. And it's not like, do you know like those ones where it's just a flap face. Like that? Oh. It's like an opener. So I'm thinking, I don't know what to do. So I should push it short. But then you can see that the handle, which should be down, is like up. So any burglar's going to know which fucking way the handle's meant to be. Yeah. And it's not like that bad, but it's an area where you could maybe get burgled. So I leave. I'm like, I've just got to go. We'll get down the street. And I think, I can't get it out of my head, this window. So I'm thinking, I don't know what to fucking do. So I thought, I know what to do. I went back and I had to break into my own house, basically.
Really?
So I came back in. Got the went through the gate and then left all my stuff on the table. Took my jacket off. Took my shoes and socks off because I didn't want to scuff them. So then I opened the back window. Had to climb through into the sink, through the sink onto the floor.
Oh, no
lock the
way.
Door, lock the window behind me, and then go. And I only got there by like a minute to spare because I had to fucking break into my own house.
Did you worry that people might actually have thought you were breaking into your own house?
Well, that was my worry because then. I could see there was people in the garden straight behind us. And I thought, if I'm stood up, they'll recognise me. But I don't know them that well.
So if
they just see my arse with no shoes and socks on, like fucking Marv from Home Alone, where he stood on that like sticky thing.
So he's
had to take his shoes and socks off. Going back into the house, I'm going to look like a right nutter. But luckily, none of it did.
No, that's what
got there. Time, 2 minutes to spare.
Yeah.
Got in, 50 out of 50.
Smashed it.
Do you know what I mean?
Did you enjoy the hazards?
Yeah, I did that. Can't remember I got on that. Less. 60, 59 out of 75 or something.
Hazards don't matter when it comes to driving.
But then here's the next part. So, I said to myself, I want to have had a crack at the old driving test by the time I'm 30. So I'm halfway there.
Yeah.
Just got the actual thing. I go on the website, like, type in your postcode, nearest driving test, October.
Oof.
So I can't wait till
October. Well. I am.
I knew.
Go on.
Well, actually, funny you say that. Recently, I'm not going to say the listener's name. I don't know the listener personally, but a listener got in touch on Facebook and messaged me about.
What kind of listeners get in touch on Facebook?
Yeah, well,
one
of them.
Your uncle?
No. Just one of them did.
When did you got Facebook?
My personal Facebook.
He's found your personal Facebook.
Found my personal Facebook. Dropped me a message, and He says, a great fan of the podcast. My girlfriend's looking to do a driving test, but it's months away. Do you have that magic number to bump up the queue? And I did. So she's done a test, I think only like a month's wait or something.
Ethan, I honestly think, right, this is just a business of mine. Just charge 15 quid.
Yeah, I should have.
Yeah.
How much does it cost you?
Will you give
him? How much does it cost when you text that bloke?
So the actual test is like, I think,
no,
like 50.
How much is it to get bumped up?
No, I'm just working it out. I think it must be like, so overall it's like £110, I think. So it's only like 50 quid to get bumped up, I think.
You know there's an app that just gives you cancellations?
Really?
That costs you about 5 quid.
No, but I got a pick whenever I wanted.
I don't believe
that's
that.
That's crazy, by
I
the way.
I just can't believe
that's crazy.
Who is he? Who is he?
It was a poor driving test day off. Who's on holiday has to come back just for Ethan.
Yeah. How can you pick whenever you want?
Because I think he works for the TPLA.
And he just bumps people off.
It's like fucking lie.
So someone somewhere is getting a text saying, oh, your test has been cancelled.
No. Just he's got access to the database where you can.
But if the database is full, by what method can he get you in earlier? He has to kick someone else out.
I don't think it's actually full.
Oh, what do you think they're doing?
They're just lazy fuckers, what you say.
Yeah, putting in a cig break. Anyway.
Charge 15 quid for it. Anyway.
So nowhere around here till October. I want to have a go before my birthday. I've booked it.
In America. No, when we go over.
I wish it was that far.
Did you drive a test in Manhattan?
Well, I'm not doing it in Manhattan, but I'm doing it in what they call the Manhattan of the North, in Widnes, which is about...
You're going to Widnes.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to Widnes. On the 12th of July, I'll be in Widnes.
What day is that? Day is it?
It is a Wednesday, the 12th of July. We go away to America. I go away on the 16th of July. So I'm hoping to drive some of the journey between San Diego and Las Vegas, having passed my test 4 days earlier in a town that I've never been to before. I had a driving test this morning at 7 a.m. Spoke to Phil, the old instructor. He is, we could say, sort of spooked about the whole Widnes situation. He's encouraging me to try and get somewhere closer. He says, we can do Widnes, but it will hinder your chances driving roads that you've never driven before.
You're going to have to go up to Widnes for a couple of days, aren't you? Why don't we go up together and you drive my car for a bit?
I'd love that.
Yeah, put Ethan in the back.
Ethan
can teach you a good thing or two. By the way, just to let people know, we are doing a little... we're going abroad, aren't we, together?
Yeah.
There's a little clan.
Us three will be in New York on the... When are you coming up?
Probably after you've gone.
29th.
The 23rd. Oh, I don't know. We're definitely there at the same time.
Yeah.
Over one weekend, we're going to eat loads of 9 out of 10 clubs, essentially.
Yeah. Some of the great 9 out of 10 clubs the world has to offer.
We're going to hunt the best 9 out of 10 clubs. So if you've ever been, what is the best thing you've ever eaten in New York? But it will be patrons only. Get it? Because that's what, you know, you'll pay for the flights,
that's what they get. You know what I mean?
Ethan, apparently you ruined one of Ethan's days this week.
You what?
Yeah.
Ruined him.
What do you mean? When?
Well, the other day I'm at work and we've done a watch along show, which we do, watch the match. And after we finished, Joe very kindly offered to get some coffees for everyone.
Wait, what time? What time's kickoff? You don't get a coffee.
It was a 3 o'clock kickoff. So we had coffee about half.
That's playing with fire already. If you don't really.
But just before we get to how I ruined his day, which I don't know about.
Ruined it.
We had to, me and Jay had to go to two different Costas for this because he's got such a obscure order that everywhere's run out of.
What do you mean? I'd have just fucked it off then.
Well, exactly. We were trying to be nice.
What did you
so
want?
To now hear that somehow this has ruined his day with his oat milk mochaccino frappe with a vegan whipped cream on top of it.
You're lying.
Well, I asked for a frappuccino made with oat milk.
Yeah.
Just a caramel one. Right.
Salted caramel, actually.
Yeah. And Drew came back with some... iced coffee thing.
With a salted caramel iced latte. So it's the same thing, it just hasn't been blended. Because two different Costas didn't have frappes happening.
Jesus.
So I got the closest thing they had. I said to him, it's not quite right. If you don't want it, it's fine. It's fair enough. But I can't get you any closer than that
and
in Manchester today.
What? I'm trying to my new catchphrase.
Oh, yeah.
And the rest.
And,
not really catching on as well as I thought. Go on, Ethan.
So first of all, you're welcome.
That's about £6 a coffee like that.
Yeah.
So I had a little slurp.
I'm grateful, honestly.
I had a little slurp.
You're a little slurp, mate.
And
on the rest.
He did this the other day. I said something to him like, oh, I've got to go up at 6 tomorrow morning. He went, and the rest.
I'm trying to get it going.
I know, but you're saying it when it's not...
No one believes in me.
No, it's not that they don't believe in you. You're saying it when it isn't right.
Could have said it then.
You should have said it then.
Ethan, carry on.
And so I had a little slurp of this coffee thing that Drew got me, and it was all right. And I was like,
honestly, when you imagine, like, when you think, really, in the grand scheme of the world, how good his fucking life
is.
That's
so funny.
Someone's just bought him a fucking £4.50 coffee that they've had to walk around all of Manchester to get, and he's this ungrateful. So, you didn't have to pay for it. We paid for it.
Go on.
So it was all right. And, I said to Callum, I don't know if I can finish it, but maybe I should out of politeness. He went, well, it's up to you, mate. And I had a bit more of a slurp, and then the sugar got in, so it kicked off, right? And then it transformed my opinion on it. I couldn't stop drinking it at that point, right? Right.
I see.
So it didn't taste amazing, but I was hooked.
Yeah.
And I didn't mix it around, and all the caramel syrup was at the bottom. So when I got that bit, fucking wowzers, I was out of it, right? And then my heart was racing really quickly.
Oh, yeah.
And it was coming towards the end of the day, you see. And then I thought, I said to Jay, everyone knows Jay, not everyone, but viewers might know Jay.
Friend of the show.
And I said, I just feel like I need to go in a big run. Like, I need to run this off. And anyway, I went home. So I decided to walk all the way to the furthest away tram stop because my heart was going. I got home, sat down, and had a panic attack.
And the rest, mate. What do you mean you had a panic attack? To what degree?
Did you just think sort of it was the end, and then once you sort of fall inside the panic, I know what you mean. Look, there's no escape, is there?
Well, yeah, so I was like, I was on the phone talking to Manisha saying like, oh yeah, I just feel a bit funny. Maybe I'm overthinking things. I feel a bit lonely or something. So I was like, all right. And then my breathing just started going and my heart was racing even more. And I just had a panic attack.
What were the symptoms? Like, were you like
fucking Costa?
But chest pains, crying, like what?
Just like hyperventilating, bit of shake and that.
Do it.
Well, I was like,
Any audio listeners, he's not having a wank.
He's not masturbated. Go on, do it again. Just give us an impression of what the panic attack was like.
Just like,
so we're Manisha. Close your eyes. Like we're on the phone to him.
Right.
And then the next thing, Manisha, so he's she's chatting to him. Yeah. The next thing she hears is this.
What the fuck are we doing? Closing our eyes and listening to Ethan having a panic attack. That's not really having any. Fucking hell.
I was off my nuts because I was thinking.
And then after your panic attack, were you all right?
How long did it last for?
Well, pretty much to the next day because I was going to Wembley.
No, I'm sorry, but I know what a panic attack
not
is.
Not the panic attack.
You've not had a panic attack for 12 hours. You'd be dead.
Sorry, I was still stressing out till the next day because I still felt like it was in my system a bit until the morning when I got on the train.
But it was proven, wasn't it, that Costa are crazy with the caffeine.
Yeah,
like, they don't give a shit.
Is like almost twice as much as Starbucks
it's
and
like
stuff.
Panic attack FC.
Yeah, Costa is mental. How many milligrams of caffeine you get? So was it the caffeine? Do you think?
I think because I didn't know what was going on because I felt like my brain was just. I felt like I was on drugs, is how I would describe it.
Yeah.
And my brain was just completely different. Like I wasn't thinking properly. I was like thinking I was lonely and that, and then I looked it up online and it said if you're already quite an anxious person, caffeine fucking hell takes you to another level. So I was cut out the caffeine.
I'm sorry about that, Ethan. We'll get you a decaf one next time.
You must have been halfway through the panic attack going, this is a good story for the Sloppy Joes.
It was the morning when I was on the train and I still had the shakes of it. I was saying, well, at least there's a good podcast tale here.
Isn't that a good thing that no matter how shit we like situations go, well, at least we've got a story.
Yeah, something to talk about, isn't it?
You've also got a story about 80 miles an hour.
I've done a bit. As you all know, I've passed a driving test in November.
That's nearly a year.
It's not a year, not nearly a year, but it's a long time. I agree with you with that one, too. And so I'm too scared to get in the car, you see.
Would you say that panic has been a big theme of your week?
Oh, so I went for a lesson with my driving instructor in my actual car, you see.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
because I've not done
it?
That before. I was in the car as well, yes. I thought you said, were you in it? I misheard there, sorry.
Right, Ethan, first lesson. I'm going to take this car to my ex-wife's house. You stay here. What do you mean, why would he ask you if you were in the car? Yes, I was in it as well.
I'm just remembering, is it a Mini you've got?
Yes, it's a Mini.
A Mini me.
It's a lovely little Mini. I'm very proud to own it, but not being able to drive it until now.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I was with my instructor, he went, let's go on the motorway, Ethan. So you know what we've done? We made our way to the motorway. And when we were along the motorway, he went, all right, you need to hit 70 now, and I hit it, and I went, oh, I feel a bit nervous hitting the old 70. And he went, oh, I've got an idea that'll make you calm down, Ethan. And I went, what do you want to do? And he went, we're going to hit 80.
This guy is, he's, this isn't right. Like, I understand people do get to 80 quite often, but he's pushing you to break the law.
That's breaking the law.
So,
you think 70 is dangerous? Let's go to 80.
We went all the way to, so we kept going up and kept going up. I said, are you sure about this, Mr. Instructor?
And he went, yeah, Nathan, hit it.
Basically. And I hit it all the way up and he was getting really excited, right? He's fucking proper loving it. And then we hit 80 and he was like, keep going. So I went all the way up to like
is he masturbating?
Yeah. He's very close to climax at this point.
He's so turned on by you. Keep going, Ethan.
So you're going 80 miles an hour and he's saying, keep going.
Yeah. So we're going just over 80 miles an hour. And then he goes, now go down to 70. All right. So I slow down, right? And when I slow down, he goes, doesn't feel so bad, 70 now, does it? And I went, oh, it's all right. He went, there you go.
That's very much the, Dad, I've got a dead arm. Right, let me boot you in the bollocks. The arm doesn't hurt as much now, does
your
it?
Balls are killing, but check this out.
Yeah, that's fucking absolute hell. Nonsense. Did it work, though?
Yeah, I feel a bit... Am I allowed to report this on a public podcast, or could I get fined for saying
that? No, you can get fined. I once was doing a driving lesson, and we were in like a dual carriageway, and there was like speeding cameras, and I wasn't going too quick. I was going 50, which was a 50-mile-an-hour road.
Yeah.
And like... I drove through the speeding cameras and it flashed. But it also, like, we couldn't quite figure out if I've got a speeding ticket or, like, a car next to me kind of came at the same time.
Right.
So for weeks, we were thinking that we were in big shit. Can't get a speeding fine if you've not even passed yet. He was so worried, Rodney. Like, what have you done?
Does that hurt him?
I think so, yeah. I think he has to take responsibility for it.
Yeah.
And then he's... careers out there.
It's gone.
He's the one who got a speeding ticket on a lesson.
But it wasn't.
What else have you been up to? You went to Wembley?
Oh, yes, I did go down to Wembley. Witnessed the first worst football match of my life. But on the top.
You didn't see Joe playing at fucking Goodison Park that time.
Why was it. Yeah, last week. Why was it the worst football match of your life?
Well, there was two shots in the whole game on target. And the goal, it finished 1-0 to the opposition
team. Two shots
in
the whole game.
That's incredible, yep.
And the goal wasn't even one of them.
What do you mean the goal wasn't one of them?
Well, you probably, people are thinking, going, must have hit off the woodwork and went in. No, it wasn't that. The goalkeeper kicked it off the forward and it went in. And I wasn't even looking because I turned away because I didn't see it as a threat and I missed the goal. So, Gates had lost 1-0.
So the team you wanted to win lost,
yeah,
and it was the worst game of football you've ever seen.
And I missed the one goal.
Was that more or less pathetic than the Newcastle appearance at Wembley this season?
No, that Newcastle was more fun. On the topic of that...
Go on then.
I know I don't want to get too football-y, but Newcastle United are in the Champions League, which is amazing.
Yeah.
Yep. And a dilemma has occurred.
Oof.
So I was thinking, this is wonderful news. Newcastle are in the Champions League.
Big time.
But it's actually putting quite the dent in my life. Well, how, you ask?
How, Ethan? How is that putting a dent in your life?
Well, it all links remarkably to a lad's holiday I have booked in September, in which my friend Alan, if you know Alan.
Oh, we know Alan. Right.
Massive Newcastle fan. Huh? Yep, Newcastle fan, home and away. Loves it. Said if
wait,
Newcastle...
Wait, sorry, what does he love more, Newcastle or Home and Away? What's his favourite thing to watch?
Well, it's Newcastle and... not Home and Away, the TV show.
Oh, sorry, you said Newcastle, Home and Away, loves it.
Well, he likes going to watch Newcastle at home in Newcastle, wherever they may travel.
Sorry, my mistake. Yeah. So he likes them when they're playing against people far away or when they're just playing neighbours.
And in this case...
Not the TV show.
Since Newcastle and Europe could be playing very far away.
Yeah.
And what he said was...
It's getting closer each day as well, isn't it?
Well, yes.
Yeah.
And what he said was, if Newcastle have a Champions League game, which we should do, one of the days we're away, he's not coming on holiday.
Fucking hell.
Where are you going?
To Marbella for a week.
Well, you better hope it's
Marbella away. That'd be good, wouldn't it?
We've already spent £1,000 on it.
And he's going to just forego that cash to watch Newcastle?
One of the other lads says he's going to do the same if it's a home match.
Is that other lad you?
No.
So who else is going on this holiday?
There's six of us.
So it could be four of you if Newcastle get... Well, when they get Champions League football, which they've got.
Well, it's like an in-betweeners holiday at that point, isn't it?
So imagine then, like Joe said, what if they get Malaga away?
Yeah, that's true.
Well, Malaga, or I think, are in the nearby. Second division.
Where's the nearest? Where's the nearest team that could get Champions League football?
Ooh, well, probably a Spanish team.
Yeah, but is it near Barcelona?
I have no idea.
Okay, lovely.
No, I think it's near the west coast.
I don't think there is a west coast of Spain. That would be Portugal.
Yes. I think it's near Portugal.
Right.
Hey, Summer, just lastly, I ran a half marathon the other day. Did you know about that?
On purpose?
What do you mean on purpose?
Sometimes you just start running and you don't know when you stop.
I said to my cousin, pick a number between 1 and 20. And I was trying to be all like, cool. Yeah. And I was going to say, I will run however many kilometres you say. I was hoping he'd say 4, yeah. 5, 6, yeah. 10, better push. He said 18, which is pushing it really, yeah, isn't it? He didn't know what it was for. So I said, I'm going to run 18 kilometres tomorrow. Then I just ran down the River Mersey and just kept going.
Where
great
you
route.
Like, say, a water park, something like
that. Past that, nearly got to Chorlton. Wait, is that the other side?
Then, that is really niche Manchester joke, but yeah. Just the same bit. Like, yeah. Say, water park.
They're the same
area.
Chorlton?
Look at Sale Water Park. Look at Chorlton Water Park. They're just bang on next to each other.
They're right next to each other. Way past Sale Water Park. That's Chorlton.
Where did you get to? You must have got far.
I got near... What's that other one? Next to Chorlton.
Didsbury.
No. Got to... Yeah. I got right near Didsbury.
Past Didsbury, yeah. It must have gone
just
past.
Just past your Didsburys.
Wow.
But there's a point where the River Mersey does a little hook on itself.
What
so does? It's straight and then it comes and does a little loop. I got to that loop.
Nice.
And then I ran back. But then, on the way back, I realised... I thought, I'd ran 9 kilometres... 9.5 kilometres. I thought, for me to get back here, I'm going to have to go up a steep hill because you have to come off the Mersey uphill. I thought, I'll just keep going straight past towards Stockport Town Centre. By the time I got there, I'd done 20 kilometres.
Wow.
And I Googled, well, how long's a half marathon, thinking, because I never thought I'd do a half marathon. Yeah. And it's 21.1 kilometres.
Unbelievable.
So I ran it and just was so proud of myself. Ended at McDonald's, got a full fat Coke and a quarter pounder because I Googled that running a half marathon at my size burns about 2,000 calories.
Right.
It took me 2.5 hours. Just running for so long. But how good's that? I'm right and proud of myself. Are you proud of me, Joe?
I'm very proud of you.
Oh, yeah.
I was just thinking, I had PT in the park this week.
How was it?
We didn't do half.
What is happening with that?
I just go once a week now. But I'm running again, which is good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because I want to run in New York. That's the dream, isn't it?
Me, you and Jay. Get running a 10K in New York.
Ethan could join us as well.
Will you run with us, Ethan?
Oh, yeah. Jake is going to be there, isn't he? So we can hop on some of the food stuff.
Yeah. We're all going to do a little running club in New York.
Yeah, that'd be amazing.
Around Salford, no.
People want Joe versus Central Joe Park. Back, right? People want Joe versus Joe back. But okay. I was thinking, come up with some nice formats for Joe versus Joe. Like, how do we do it? What questions do we ask?
Not
maybe
job.
We get listeners to come up with their own, like, individual questions about their own expertise, and then we go head-to-head.
Yeah, so if you, let's say you work at Wilco.
Yes.
Maybe play a game called, like, Wilco price match, and you say toothbrush holder, you say Ribena, you say washing up basket. We have to guess how much they cost.
Great.
You know what I mean?
Great.
Get your job, your expertise, your hobbies, and turn that into 5 questions, and we will do it as Joe versus Joe.
Yeah, and make sure you put Joe versus Joe in the title so we don't read it. Only Ethan will read it.
Send it to sloppyjoespodcast@gmail.com. sloppyjoespodcast@gmail.com. The link to the email address is in the description.
Right then, ladies and gentlemen, this is the 9 out of 10 club, and it's a pretty different one today.
Mm.
It involves all three of us getting involved in it again, Joe.
Yeah. People, I think people like the pizza war.
They did, and I think there's other elements of wars we can have.
Yeah, oh, big time.
Nuclear.
Big time. You know, nuclear, Falklands, any type of war,
I'm thinking
really.
Maybe a crisp war,
yes.
A biscuit war,
yes.
A chocolate war.
A sody pop war.
Sody pop war, yeah. That's to come.
But this war today is a very popular restaurant that I think we've had people mention it in the past. I think we've seen it on email a few times. People have said it to me. That is one of those places that I think, when it first came on the scene, exploded.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
It went from naught to everyone's favourite restaurant in about 8 months.
Mm-hmm,
then,
mm-hmm.
Since then, I think it hit its peak in probably 2016, 17.
It was kind of like the black card period when everyone had rumours about who's got a black card.
Yes.
And it was like the peak.
And if you haven't guessed already, we're talking about Nando's.
Nando's.
Since then, I think it's taken a little taper in terms of reputation because I think people eventually went, Well, it's just spicy chicken.
Yeah.
Which it is, but luckily for Nando's, I think it's now time to sort of re-examine what Nando's means to society.
I think it's a safe pair of hands.
I think it's a very safe pair of hands, and I think it's one of the few chain restaurants that you can get genuinely healthy, nice food.
Of course.
Consistent as well.
Perry Mayo isn't that bad for you.
Well, I wasn't talking about the mayo necessarily.
15 chicken wings slavering hot sauce.
No, but I'm saying if you get a butterfly chicken, broccoli, and mash, that is a genuinely healthy meal.
Reevaluate your life.
Well, yeah, reevaluate your life, but what I'm saying is you can do it. So, what we've all done is we've brought our Nando's order to the table. Yeah. So, Jim McGrath, I want you to go first. You tell us what you think is the best thing you can get from Nando's.
I love the chicken wings from Nando. Surprise, of course surprise. I do. So, what I bought is three wings. What sauce did you go for? Hot?
On mine, I've gone hot, yeah.
What have you gone for me?
Hot.
Oh, thank you. Why did you... I said, what have you gone for? You went hot.
Well, you asked
hot.
Me what I went for. Hot. You went for hot.
Hot, please.
Yeah.
You go hot?
I've gone hot.
What about...
I went medium for little boy.
Are you a medium boy?
I know my favourite is hot.
Okay, well, yours is medium, but you can
I'll
explain
shake
that.
A bit of mine wing on yours. So I've gone for three wings to try them out. Let's get them these bad boys out. Yeah, we're having like a little mukbang. Have you ever had a mukbang?
Isn't a mukbang just eating a meal, but you sort of Korean?
Sexy. Or do you turn your microphone up louder? Is that ASMR? Yeah. Okay, so these are my particular favourites. I do like how you get a double wing. Are you all right?
I've been doused. I've been absolutely doused.
By what? Okay.
The juice.
The juices.
Wing steam.
Wing steam? Well, I've not had one yet. Right, so what they do is, I think the chicken at Nando's, now maybe I'm got wrong this, and I want people to know, do they sort of slow cook all the chicken? And that's why sometimes you get these chicken drawers.
There you go.
Have you ever seen a chicken drawer?
Yeah, they open the drawer and inside it is just dozens of cooked birds.
So I essentially think what they do at Nando's now, people who works for Nando's let me know, they get the chicken up to temperature, which is fully cooked, so no one fucking dies.
65, 70 degrees.
Yeah, 75 stay alive, they say.
Yeah, but
64. Shit yourself on the front door. Do you fart then as well?
No.
And then they fucking just whack it on that grill and go for it. Ethan, do you want to come round here as well, mate?
So, here we go. It's a good wing, that. The thing with that is...
I like a grilled wing, you know. You don't get I like grilled, a grilled many wing. Times.
No,
you?
Because a lot of the... And I'm sure we're going to be talking about...
Wing Fest, yeah.
Yes. Is that a lot of your wings are deep fried. I do like a grilled wing. I like that charred taste. It tastes like the summertime.
Char.
Really nice. I think the Nando sauce genuinely is a very good hot sauce.
Yeah.
Like I think it's underrated because it's become so mainstream that instinctively your brain goes, oh, it must be shit. But that is just basic, standard grilled chicken with a spicy hot sauce on it. It's nice.
It's nice.
But
it's not 9 out of 10, is it?
You know it's not.
I know. Well, we're just bringing our favourites to see.
I think we can
is.
Do better than that. So,
do you think? I think you go next because yours is quite in a similar vein than mine.
Mine is in a similar vein, but I've brought to the table a meal.
Can I vote on the wings first?
Oh, no, we're going to do it all at the end.
All right. Well, what do you make of the wings? Sorry.
There's better wings out there.
The good thing with Nando's wings is, though, the actual meat itself is nice quality.
Nice,
you never get any of that. You know that taste where it tastes a bit like wet dog that you get on chicken wings sometimes? You don't get that with Nando's. So mine is this. I think the best thing you can get from Nando's is a half-hot chicken.
Half-hot.
So that includes the wings, but includes, crucially, the thigh, the breast.
Yeah, so everything's
the skin. Because I think just wings is a bit too fatty, a bit too luxurious. I think you need...
What's
the rest
that
of that
one?
Bird. In that one is the peri-salted chips, which that peri-salt, again, is sensational. And finally, to balance it all out, you've got a lot of spice.
Couscous.
No. Coleslaw. That fattiness, that crunch, and the tangy freshness of the vegetables.
Okay.
And also that mayo helps sort of cool things down a little bit. So I think this is a combination.
Ethan, come on, leave it on the wide. Leave it on your wide.
Absolutely.
Get a wide on. Can I have a couple of spoons?
Do what you want.
Unfortunately, we've not got a fork in the office. So for the first time in my life, I'm going to spoon a Nando's.
But their coleslaw is very good.
Is
and obviously,
it?
Yeah, you can't try all of it because, you know, it's not going to work. We'll just have a little bit of it each. But if you take a bit of that breast with some chicken skin on it.
As you've just seen, the little cut there, we've just smashed the food.
Absolutely demolished it.
Joe had all the chicken to himself, equally shared, which was nice of him. That's all right. Ethan, what are you thinking?
That's all right. Is that all you've got to say?
Good, yeah. It's good.
I'm thinking it would be brilliant if you could talk into your mic, first of all, Joe. I would love that.
I moved away because I'm eating.
And, it was all right, wasn't it? Yeah.
You two don't understand simplicity, do you? No, you don't get it. You won't get it.
My middle name.
That's true.
Right, him. The final. Are we just basically realizing Nando's is a bit shit?
No, it ain't shit. I don't know. It might not be 9 out of 10, but we can get to that at the end. But it's certainly not shit. How right, is grilled chicken shit?
Let's bring the phyllo pita into the mix.
Fino.
What, sorry?
Fino.
Phyllo.
Not the phyllo. Fino.
Fino.
Phyllo is a type
Never
of pastry.
Never had a fino.
Right, here you go, Ethan. Do you want to talk us through this?
Yes. Here is probably the most tasty bit of Nando's cuisine. It's called the fino pita. What do you find in there? Well, amongst the pita bread, it is packed with goodness, which includes a bit of chicken thigh, bit of lettuce, bit of caramelized onion, bit of halloumi, wow. and just
really,
a bit
that's
of joy.
Nah,
yeah. The best bit of a Nando's menu is
you
that.
A bite, or what do you want me to do? Do you want me to open it?
Yes, please.
Oh, it's weighty, isn't it?
Oh,
is it? Yeah, it's a big boy.
I've never had one of these.
Oh well, prepare to be wowed.
As you've seen, we've just demolished.
Yes.
The 9 out of 10 club.
Right.
Yeah, the phyllo pita, the half a chicken and the wings.
Mm. First of all, we need to rank what's the best of the three and then decide, is that thing 9 out of 10? Can Nando's
me,
go in the 9 out of 10 club?
Ethan's wrap was my tastiest bite. I really liked it.
Yeah. I think in terms of the single tastiest bite, I agree.
Because it had a little combination of everything going on there.
Yeah, it did. The wings, not the wings, sorry, the thighs, which is sort of somewhere between wing and breast, isn't it, in terms of consistency. Halloumi, the little sort of spread, whatever that was, the salad, then you got the bread holding it all together. That was really good, actually.
Even are you proud of yourself?
Well, yes, you see, Drew, I've not had a fino pita in a long time, and I've been to Nando's quite a lot recently. So you're probably sitting there thinking, why have I nominated that? Well, I usually go for the thighs, and the problem is with the fino pita, I might have some allergens to food in this world, and I can't quite pin it down yet, but I've been bloated after a few bites on a fino pita before.
Mm.
It could be the gluten, it could be the lactose of the halloumi cheese, who knows what it
lactose.
Is, but one thing that is for sure is that it's delicious.
You're not allergic to the bloody taste, are you? You can say that much.
Yeah, you devoured that. No messing about,
no,
big
I'm
boy.
I am actually going to agree. I'd never had that.
No.
I think that's the nicest thing I've had from Nando's.
100%.
I don't think I would order every time because I think the breast, in terms of like being healthier, I think you could get more out of a half chicken.
Yeah.
But that was the best single bite. So now we have to decide.
Is that bite 9
is the fino pita 9 out of 10? Because we're basically taking down an entire shop here. And this is one that genuinely, I don't know about you, Joe, actually, I go to Nando's more than I would go to like a McDonald's or a Burger King or places where we've had items get in the 9 out of 10 club before.
But so, you're doing that because of like health, aren't you?
Yeah, a mixture. Yeah, no, I think Nando's is the best, like I said, high street chain.
Yeah.
You have something that's genuinely healthy, that's consistent.
Yeah. Okay.
But I do think it's very nice.
Flavours were all there. I loved it. The pit was nice and soft.
And if you got that from like a kebab shop or something,
yeah,
chicken thighs with like a spice on them, halloumi. Like,
you need to bring in that peri-peri wrap, by the way.
We'd be pushing and saying that was a 9 out of 10, wouldn't we? If it wasn't from a chain, if it wasn't from like Nando's, which is a bit boring.
Can I also say the chips are very good as well?
The chips are very good.
Like with that peri salt on, and I do like a little Dunkin' Peri mayo, and I'm going to imagine that was there. That for me is up there with the feel of
what were you saying as well? What are those chips?
I think Ethan thinks they're just normal chips.
Frozen McCain chips, true.
Just like the ones you can get from Tesco?
Yep. Really? They're just them, yeah. But they're delicious still, aren't they?
They are delicious still.
I love that.
What are we thinking? And Ethan, I mean, as you devour or demolish, as I say, the fino pita, do you think it's angling to 9 out of 10?
Well, listen, I think Nando's is fantastic. And I think you made a very good point before about the likes of Burger King, which should be renowned for being pretty crap, has found its way into the 9 out of 10 club. And I'm sticking with my choice. I elected the fino pita because I thought it was the most tasty packed thing on the menu.
Tasty packed.
And I think it should get in.
Ooh,
I'm sticking with it.
He says yes.
He needs one more of us.
I do think, to bring back Burger King, the nothing got in from Burger King, I don't think.
Did the chili cheese bites not get in?
No, there was a mistake. Ethan didn't let it.
Oh, yeah, because he was on his political sort of agenda, wasn't he? He was in his Margaret Thatcher era.
He was, and he's still there. I'm going to go With yes.
What?
I think it is.
You're joking.
I can imagine me sitting there and devouring it. A little bit of extra sauce on the middle. I would fucking love it.
Unbelievable. So it's in. I think it's a near miss.
Oh.
I think it's very good. I think it's reliable. I go there, but I don't go there because it's the best of the best. I go there for the reasons we've said before. It would have been a no from me, but it's in.
It's in, ladies.
Unbelievable. Nando's. The Fino Pizza is in the 9 out of 10. I'll be honest. I'm really shocked by that.
I loved it.
Unbelievable.
I can see you getting even better when you have a little bottle of that hot sauce.
A bit of ketchup as well.
Ooh.
Yes, please. Right, that is going to be all from us today. Thank you for joining us. Ethan, cut to your camera. Look at him still scoffing away his little Fino bitter. Make sure you join the Patreon if you haven't already. SloppyJoes.com. Not SloppyJoes.com. Patreon.com/SloppyJoes podcast. The link is in the description. Don't worry about what I've said. Click on the link. Thank you for joining us. Bye. Wait, Ethan.
Oh, bye.